So I'm joined in the studio this morning by Steve Beshear from the Finger Lakes Times. Steve, thank you so much for coming in again.
It's good to be here again.
So it has been a month since you and I got together last in studio, and it's been great to have your colleagues in as well. But you and I, off microphone, were talking about the fact that people don't quite realize a slow news month, which August was, means a lot of work for us.
Absolutely. I was joking, only half joking, to a colleague the other day that sometimes in the month of August, you wish you could cancel the paper the next day. But you can't do that. People expect to see that paper in their box or on the stand, and they expect to read some interesting stories. So it means that kind of puts the onus on us to work a little bit harder to find those stories. And sometimes we come up with some great features, some things that we're working on for a long time or wanted to but didn't have the time. So it has that opportunity, the month of August, to kind of follow up on some things that maybe don't burn the pages, but maybe highlight a particular issue that you're interested in. So I kind of like the month, but it is more work.
And I want to talk about one of those things that you're working on that I've been working on a little bit as well. But first, this isn't to say that nothing happened in August and not important things. Right at the beginning of August, there was a discharge of raw sewage that found its way into Seneca Lake. And regardless of how that was handled and whether it should have happened in the first place, I think it highlights something you and I have talked about before, which is the city continues to have a transparency problem.
Yeah, they do on this. And I don't know if it's sometimes an inexperience with, public relations 101. It comes off that way sometimes. The inability to kind of get ahead of story sometimes, which is something that I am not a public relations person, but I understand that perspective. And when you don't get ahead of a story, it kind of manifests on its own in a way that you hoped it wouldn't. And I think with the sewer discharge thing, that's maybe another example of that, that they probably could have gotten ahead of that, explained what happened quickly, in a wider scope than, say, just an alert with a DEC and then assuming that everybody else was talking to each other. But instead, it ended up kind of coming back into their face. And I'm not talking about the sewage.
And I think that this is going to become a much greater issue for the city of Geneva as we get closer to city elections, simply because that's going to be an issue I suspect people are going to campaign on. Now, the thing that you and I were talking about that I'm really intrigued by is we have a really active task force that kind of spun off from Tools for Social Change that's really working to address a big issue on the north side of the city.
Absolutely. I got to meet with a couple of the folks that lead that. In fact, there's only just about two or three people that are part of the whole Food Justice Coalition. They are wonderful people doing incredible work. I haven't got the story all set yet. I've got a few more people I'd like to talk to, but I did get a chance to talk to a couple of them last week. And this group basically goes out. They've got a permission from a couple different farms to literally go out and pick whatever they want. And then they redistribute the food to various organizations in the community. It's a really, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about for August that maybe not as, barn-burning stuff, but I find fascinating because I think it's just an example of just the wonderful work that goes on in the community, very much under the radar.
And they've been operating this free farm stand where people can drop off extra produce they have, and people who don't have access to fresh produce can pick it up. Teresa Schaefer's been involved in that. Henry Farrow's been involved with that, and I've reached out to them as well. I suspect that your reporting will probably come to press before I get a chance to have them on the air, but I'm really looking forward to learning more about them.
I think you'll enjoy having them in. Henry Farrow is just he's a larger-than-life personality. He's just a lot of fun, but you really just feel the enthusiasm he has for what he does. He's a semi-retired contractor, and just like this is the idyllic retirement as far as I'm concerned, a guy that's just taking that time to do something really positive for the community. I love talking to both of them. It was just wonderful.
I'll look forward to talking to you again then. Let's try to make it maybe a little bit sooner than a month, but thanks for coming in this morning.
Good to be here.